remember this voice? Probably not. Welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is episode 2222. It's been a while since I've been here. Can you guys help me out?
210.
210! I'm your host, Toadette, and today we're going to be talking about Nintendo's newest smartphone app. It's an app, pretty much. It's a social media platform called Miitomo.
Yes!
It's essentially Tomodachi Life Jr. Except
tomato.
Except there's like no sensor and like a bunch of questions and like an image editor mode, and basically Nintendo is giving us way too much power with this, but we'll go more into that later. Anyways, like I said earlier, I'm your host Toadette, and today I am joined by Spider Star. You?
Hello, everyone.
Dark Boo.
Hello.
Super Zambazy.
Did someone say food?
And a festering pile of garbage.
Hi guys, I'd like you all to know. I'd like you all to know that this podcast is sponsored by Super Zambazy's Miitomo, because honestly, it's just so great. He says such interesting things on there. Mm-hmm. He talks about how he relieves stress by beating people in Smash, but
true.
I think that means he's stressed a lot then, because I have not.
I think he beats something else.
Oh my gosh, no, not the pencil comment. Not alright.
By the way, Team SC hard. Likes hard pretzels. That's your fact for the day.
It is true. Hard
Team pretzels. Hard, yo. Team hard.
This game is the worst.
Alright, let me be really honest with you guys. We don't even have questions for this. We were just gonna talk about it. Thursday, Nintendo released this app and their new My Nintendo service, which is supposedly supposed to be the successor to Club Nintendo. So, all of us have gotten it, and we all have Miitomo now, and,
even Bill.
So far, I think most of us all really like it so far. You guys wanna give some reviews, Staryu?
Okay, well, at first, when I saw Miitomo, I didn't really think I was gonna get into it, but oh my god, day one alone has been crazy as hell. Because I'm just adding people, listening to their answers, and adding my own little comments. Like, when Yoshiman posts his things. Yes, shout out to Yoshiman. When Yoshiman posts his things.
Shout out to Yoshiman!
Yes, shout out to Yoshiman, and also shout out to Paul. But, yeah, when Yoshiman posts his things, I have to clock his tea. So, that's why I think they created Miitomo.
Don't add Yoshiman on Miitomo. He's always naked. He's not a friend you want to have for the young ones.
That's the young
I know! I was on Miitomo, and then he added me, and I saw his naked self. I'm just like, ugh.
His naked Canadian flesh.
Ugh.
Looking pinker than fucking Russian. Canadian bacon.
Oh, pinker than a Russian.
No, I just couldn't deal with it. Oh my god.
He's a pink Yoshi man. He usually uses like a yellow Yoshi as his icon, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nah, he's a pink Yoshi. He's a pink Yoshi.
Yes, he is, but I've been enjoying it. I definitely have been enjoying it. I also like having private answers. Like, you know how you can privately do answers between two people? I answered something about SC and it was very accurate. SC totally agreed.
No, I did not.
Should I say it?
You can say it. It's not true.
Let me read it. Okay, let me read it. He says it's not true, but his me disagrees. Okay. So this is what happened. He said, "What do you think makes me happy? This is just between you and me." And I said, "Feet." And as me said, "Feet? Absolutely."
No.
Oh. And then he said, "What do you think I'm doing on a regular basis?" And I said, "Hoo-haing." And he said, "Hoo-haing? Are you spying on me?" I love it. It's
I didn't
so
see
much
that
fun.
One
oh, well, yeah, I'll post it below. But yeah, you said that. It was so funny. I love it.
I have one of those too. The question was, what do you think is Spider's best quality? And I said, the fact that I can stand your presence. So I think I'm doing great, because Staryu was like, "Oh, that's so nice of you to say." I was like, you know, I'm just doing God's work.
Oh, I'm gonna show you God's work later.
What does that mean?
You'll see.
I don't like
But what do you guys think about Miitomo?
I like being an awful person on there and talking about...
Also, you mean being yourself, being yourself.
Literally, okay, my favorite thing I posted, and I just keep posting it everywhere, is a picture of my me laying down with, like, this angel halo and hearts and flowers, and it says, jealousy is a disease, get well soon, XOXO. It's the dumbest thing ever, and it's not funny when I talk about it, but I keep sending it to people, and they're like, you need to stop sending this to me, it's not that funny, but it makes me laugh so much. And the favorite thing I've seen as the, Toadette post was, I can be your angel or your devil. And it reminds me of those really bad Facebook posts where they have, like, minions and the most, like, stupid things ever.
Yes.
That's exactly what I based it off.
I see those all the time.
Funniest thing I laughed so hard. It's not that funny. I give you your angle.
It's actually based off a real picture.
Yes, I've seen it. That's why I know. I was like, oh my god.
you guys know that picture is actually like of Aaron Hansen.
Oh my god.
From Game Grumps, like Egoraptor.
Oh, it is.
Oh yeah, I know him. He's awesome.
It's actually a picture of him as like a teenager.
Oh, that's really sad.
Oh, and he mentioned it on an episode of Game Grumps before, and I was like, holy shit, how did I not notice that?
And then my last thing I want to say is, the first question I was asked besides the first question, which was like, hey, what's your favorite food, was, what's your most recent purchase? And I said, I bought a Fanta at a gas station to drown my crippling insecurities, and posted it on the Lost Levels Tumblr, so you can go like it there. I might post the worst pictures.
Oh my gosh. I think it's important to note that this game's only been out for 2 days, I think. Yesterday and today? No.
Yeah, already we've done, like, so many stuff. Like, I've answered, like, 270 plus questions.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
What didn't
so
it come
sorry
out on
to
Thursday?
Anyone who adds me as a friend, because you're gonna have that storm, that nightmare storm coming at you.
Ooh. But it came out Thursday, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't answered that many. I think I've only answered 13. Wow. I've done a lot of comments. So that counts for something.
Shady comments.
Like 40% shady. But when I got it, yeah, I just wanted to get it because I thought, oh, hey, Nintendo app, let's see how this is. And it actually turned out to be something fun, so I'm really happy about that. And
yeah, it's amazing.
I'm surprised how long I've already spent on it. Even if it's just maybe an hour or two, that's way more than I thought I ever would. And the best part of this is that when everyone was downloading it, Boo was saying, I'm not downloading it, so I made it my mission to get him to download it. And I ended up starting a little bit of a rivalry, to say the least, on that day. So, but it worked out in the end. Boo now has Miitomo, so we are all happy. We are all answering questions and all being shady.
Boo, do you have anything to say about Miitomo?
I'm so sorry. Oh.
What is so funny?
Sorry. What happened?
You'll see it in a second. Boo, what do you have to say about Miitomo?
I'm ready to read some people comments on here. Let's say that my phone acts so stupid. I gotta restart it religiously in order to run it constantly because for some reason my what's the damn thing called? The keyboard, whatever you want to call it, for my phone, sometimes it doesn't load, so it actually crashes Miitomo, which pisses me off, because it does that with my messaging as well. But other than that, it's alright. I can throw shade, so I'm very happy, and I'm answering a lot of questions. And then ask me what is my most recent purchase, Checkers, because that's what I just ate.
But, yes.
But it's all right. I can cut freely, so I'm very appreciative. I'm very, very appreciative because it makes my heart quiver in joy that I can read a bitch to heavens. I want to read two people on here, especially one of them, because they've been trying me up on here, thing I didn't notice. That's why I got this thing running, because I'm about ready to read the children, give them the fundamental rights. Cause I ain't got time for it. But so far, it's all right. The me actions, because I responded to a question just now. And then they said, "What did you No, it's something about enjoyment. Something I was like seeing SC turn into Mara, the Hindu devil, and they were like, "Yes, SC Hindu devil. Yes, yes, I did. I answered that because SC has been rude. Not even rude, demonic. It's
in my attempt to get him to get me Tomo, I had to turn into a different person.
Demonic. Still
affected by that.
Demonic. Mm-mm. But it's not bad. It's a bit funny. Especially those picture comments, which I can't take the noises. But it's all right so far.
Yeah. What are some of the comments that you said?
I don't know. How can you view them? I forgot.
I forgot
most of them. I only remember, like, that one and the other one. Oh, my first one! After, chicken, my favorite food.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It was, something about Yoshi Man. Yeah, it was something. Oh, Yoshi Man AJ. I said I'm gonna read them for Phil. Oh, I am.
Saw that too.
Did you yet?
Oh, I'm about to because AJ tried it. The moment I find that comment that AJ made, I'm going to read. He's the only person who didn't at me!
Oh, because he has shady comments. Look through mine and SC's post. You'll probably find something of his saying about you.
Don't look at my post yet, though.
He's the only one! Which is so funny. Jared added me! Justin added me. Prongs added me. Snowy added me. He's the only one who didn't add me.
At least he's in a different... He might be sleeping right now, so he has somewhat of an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Boo's gonna make him sleep.
Mm-hmm. And then VIP...
Night-night.
The game made VIP create something he said he will never make, so I'm very appreciative of that, too. Thank you. Because when I was at work and I saw that, I was like, he got a Facebook? I was so shocked. I thought it was a lie. I thought it was someone hacking him. But I think he used that to, like, connect to us. Well, me.
I wasn't even considering getting the game until this morning. And I think it was, like, literally, like, 1 in the morning. Star is like, get me Tomo. He's like, did you have me Tomo? And I said, no. And then I got it this morning, and I can't get off of it because I love answering the questions and making the worst responses possible. And they're great. Like, I wasn't expecting this game to be like this because I was expecting it more to be basically Street Pass. Like, that's what I thought it was, but it's not. And it's really funny because it's basically, like, its own little social media website in a way. In the most basic sense of the term social media, this is what this game is. And it's very fun, and I think my favorite part is the fact that the questions are, like, it's pretty much, it's Tamagotchi Life without censors, so it's really funny to see.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing that there's no censors there. Like, when I first got it, I was trying to censor myself, you know, say butt instead of ass or, like, booty and stuff like that. And then one of my friends, I saw him, like, cursing. It's like, wait, you can do that? Because I was afraid that, you know, if you curse, you're gonna get, like, banned or suspended or something like that. Because, you know, it's Nintendo. But, you know, I started doing it, and now I can't stop doing it, and it's so... It's so funny hearing the Miis just say, like, fucking or something like that. Because they, like, pronounce it so perfectly. Wow, they actually purposely, you know, intended on this. And I think, you know, I mean, I am kind of concerned for, like, a younger user, like, befriending someone who, like, curses or whatever, but, like... I still enjoy the fact that you could curse because it's like, I mean, I guess there is a reason because, I mean, it is pretty, Miitomo is pretty exclusive. It's not like Miiverse where you can, like, friend anyone you want. You have to have, like, a Facebook link or, like, a Twitter link to them. And most children aren't going to have, like, a Facebook or a Twitter, or if they do, they'll probably only be, like, friends with their, like, mom.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Can I read this, please?
Yes, read it.
Oh, no.
It's for Honey Bunches.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta read this. I love to have this part-time or weekend job. Well, I already have a weekend job. The Lost Soul Podcast. It's not funny, but what his meme does is so funny. It's like an ultimate failure when he said the Lost Level Podcast.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, his meme gets like depressed or something.
Oh, the meme is so sad he dropped down on his knees.
Oh
so
shit, Staryu.
Did you look at the comments for that one?
Let me see the comments.
I left a comment. I love my comment. I spent
Oh god.
I went
oh my god.
Wait, I'm listening to all of this. I have to go find it now.
Okay, pretty much, because you guys can't see because you're listening, pretty much what happened is I post, like, if you had a weekend job, what would it be? I said, I already do. It's the Lost Levels Podcast. And then HJ said something about how, oh, Essie should pay you all. And Essie posted a picture of himself laying down something like that with money everywhere. Dollar bills.
Understand.
You know
that
how we got those dollar bills, bro.
Oh, yes, we know.
Sorry, you.
Team hard.
No, stop. Mm-hmm. Not team hard.
The polls.
No, stop. Oh my god.
Sorry, you. I'm at your house.
Oh, yeah, I know. I see you.
Honey Bunch is in my house.
Speaking of dollars.
You're in my house by yourself, Toadette.
Toadette just asked me, what's your sign? I'm a Scorpio, but I proudly said my sign is dollars because, Toadette, you get me like that. You get me.
Yeah.
Into that? Oh, shoot. Sorry. Alright,
So should we just, like, keep saying, like, let's just keep trying to find, like, funny things and then we can say it on the podcast.
Someone should read my pretzels thread because we've read for
can I read it?
I'll
try it. You want to do it? You can do it.
I gotta find it first.
Oh my god.
Well, let's see.
Which is pretty easy because SC only answered like 13 questions.
Is it easy to go to someone's profile and just see all their questions? Because I haven't.
Yeah, you just go to friends and you click on your friend and there's like there should be like a section where they like oh it shows like their answered questions.
Okay,
I found it. All right, so it says here. Should I read the me names or just
yeah? Read
like,
the me
say,
names. Read the me
okay.
names too.
All right. Okay, so it says here. What's your favorite food? SE very simply answered pretzels. CM30 said seems more like a snack than a meal. A good choice of snack though. SC said it is, but I never know my favorite food. I know I love pretzels though. Ether says pretzels and nacho cheese are god.
Are god.
And Impulse said cheese stuffed pretzels. And then the chaos starts when I add in hard or soft pretzels though. And as a forenote, I totally meant this completely innocently. Like you, I know yeah. you guys know me, and I'm pretty dirty. I make a lot of crude jokes. But for once in my life, I actually and seriously totally meant this with no dirty context. I want to know if he liked hard or soft pretzels, because I like pretzels too, but I'm a hard pretzel person myself.
No.
So SC said, not the giant soft ones, the harder, smaller ones. HJ says, not a big pretzel eater myself, but hot soft ones are so much better than the hard stuff in packs. Ether says, the hard ones are pretty good, but the soft ones are even better, in my honest opinion. SC says, unbelievable. Yoshi Man says, geez, the soft ones are much better than the hard ones. I find them too crunchy and salty compared to the nice soft ones. And now, the chaos part two happens when I comment again and say, it's okay, SC, I'm hashtag team hard too. SC says, hashtag team hard all the way. HJ says that hashtag could totally be misinterpreted. Well, I guess we know how SC likes getting it on. LOL.
Oh, God. Oh no.
And then Staryu says, ha ha ha, Blaine, I love all pretzels, soft and hard. Oh, so Staryu closes it off by making it innocent again, but we have like this little chain of comments here, and because of my stupid ass not knowing the possible implications, I made SE sound like he was talking about dick.
Oh my gosh. And you have to, the moment you asked hard or soft pretzels, I was so lost because I had 30 different responses. They all sounded bad. I was like, oh, I like the ones that are shaped like rods. I like the long ones. Oh. I like the, like, I had so many responses that just wouldn't work. I didn't know what to say.
The ones you find in a
dirty
bag.
Mind, SE. Oh my god.
Well, yeah.
Did you just see what Boo just said? He just said HJ Shady ASS, and then Boo said hashtag Team Hard. Mm-hmm, SC.
No. I love how much of an asshole your me is, SC. Like every time you leave him, he says you've reached your talking limit for the day.
SC, oh my god.
Well, your me.
Well,
SC so
is Team Hard, so.
And hey, you can edit that too. For those who don't have Miitomo yet, you can actually edit what your me says when like your friend visits them and talks to them. So SC put that himself, his shady ass.
I didn't put anything for goodbye yet, but I think I put for my hello. I'm like, yes, hello, or something like that. Yeah. I don't remember.
My me is still gone. My me's a slut. She's always at someone else's house.
Yeah. She likes being at Soul's house the most.
To be honest, mm-hmm. Blaine's visited my house 5 times.
I know. I don't know whose house she is in right now. I think she's still at Staria's. She's just gone. That reminds me. I like getting sassy with my me when, cause she has a habit. Cause I've answered so many goddamn questions that I think I'm just starting to get back to like the beginning again, repeating questions. And so sometimes my me, her name is Blaine, by the way, after an OC of mine. She sometimes asks me a question that I've already you know heard and answered to. And I'll be like, I already answered this. At first, I'd be like, oh, I already answered this. You know, this is my answer again. And then about, like, the third or fourth time, she repeats the question. In particular, she likes to repeat the what's your favorite cartoon, question. And I said, like, how many times do I have to tell your dumb ass it's Steven Universe? But then I especially got sassy with her yesterday when she started asking me, like, really personal questions. I actually have a list here that I had posted on my Facebook and my Tumblr. So Blaine asks me, "What's your dream job?" I say, "Look, buddy, I don't even know what I want for breakfast, let alone a job."
What?
Blaine says, "What's your favorite novel?" I say, "I don't read books, you nerd."
That's so mean. I can't believe you'd say that to me.
Blaine asks, "What's your favorite cartoon?" I say, "How many times have you asked me this, Blaine?" And then my favorite one, Blaine asked me, what flavor popcorn do you like best? And note, before she'd asked me this, she'd asked me, like, 3 or 4 questions before about food. And I had just gotten home from school, and I haven't eaten since, like, you know, noon. So Blaine asked me, what flavor popcorn do I like the best? And I answer, yo, Blaine, you gotta stop asking me all the food questions. I'm getting mad fucking hungry.
Aw, dude, I just made some popcorn this morning because I'm weird. And I made Parmesan garlic popcorn. It was the best. I love it. It was homemade, too, because they just stuck Parmesan cheese and garlic powder on it. But I love that type of, I love, like, gourmet popcorns, if I think that's the term.
Oh, hey, my slut me is finally home.
Oh, hopefully she didn't visit Yoshiman, because people who visit Yoshiman, you gotta be careful if you visit Yoshiman, because your sexuality will
change. No, she's still wearing her clothes, it's okay.
Okay, because Yoshiman, I swear, you gotta be careful, because if you're gay, Yoshiman will make you straight. And if you're a lesbian, you're gonna be happy you're a lesbian because Yoshiman's just Canadian flesh is just ugh. And if you are what you could be pansexual, bisexual. If you are one of those, you're gonna be asexual because Yoshiman's Canadian flesh is just ugh. So gross.
Speaking of my slut me, it reminds me. Her current outfit right now is a stack of pancakes costume and high heels and fishnets.
Oh my god.
How do you get your me to visit other people?
I think it just happens randomly.
Oh, lame. I don't know when it happens.
Yeah, it just happens randomly. I Yeah, anyways, so every time you change your bee's clothes, it'll prompt you, like, do you want to take a picture of your new outfit? and so for this outfit, I took a picture of her in, like, this sexy pose, and my caption, oh my god, I already forgot, but I took a screen cap of it. My caption was... Have you ever seen a stack of pancakes this fuckable before?
Oh my goodness!
And I think I just said, when I showed up in the picture, I just said sticky.
Yeah, and whenever your me gets, like, a new photo from, like, another me, it will always show, like, the picture of the me with, like, this weird-ass, like, orgasmic, like, yeah!
Oh god, it's so bad. I hate that noise.
So I always make sure, like, some Metaton ass, like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, I posted recently about fruit gushers.
I knew it. Fine, that was what I was laughing at.
I posted, it just said, what was your favorite sweet treat? I put fruit gushers, because hey, I pretty much have always said that I love fruit gushers, because when you bite into a fruit
gusher. You are a fruit gusher.
I am, right? Because... just juice comes out. It's just,
you can't
it's
take
so
my joke. You're not taking my joke.
And Soul, I'm not taking it. I'm just posting what you said. Soul just commented saying, "I love the juicy squirts of the fruit gushers." Let me you hear what Soul me said.
I said that on purpose. That's why I was laughing earlier in the podcast, because I put that there and I was like starting to find it later. I wasn't expecting to find it during the podcast, but you know, I'm just a good person.
Yeah, that's debatable, but yeah. Boo, you haven't been talking at all.
I'm looking.
Are you there?
I'm playing a game. I'm sorry. I'm actually shopping for clothes.
See, that's how good Miitomo is. You can't actually talk about Miitomo because you're too busy playing Miitomo.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some good clothes, basic ones.
But... yeah, or that's a good segue, actually, Bill, because I actually have, like, a very slight complaints about the game. Like, I can't even really call it a game, it's an app, but it's like, you know, a social media app. I think my only problem with it right now is that the currency you get in this game, which is, like, coins and, like, game tickets you can use to play, like, this pachinko game to like, win, like, new clothes for your Mii. They're very limited, especially after, if you pre-registered for it and, like, got, like, a My Nintendo account, you got, like, a bunch of bonuses, like, a bunch of coins and platinum points and all, but after you get those, it's, like, really hard to get coins. There's, like, no way to actively get coins other than doing the daily bonuses, which is only, like, once a day, or buying them yourself with real money. So that's really my only complaint about the game, is that the currency is kind of hard to get. So, you know, if you want to dress up your Mii, you have to, like, you know, wait a few days and save up some cash, or, you know, just break out your wallet and get the money yourself.
Yeah, I agree with you so much about that, because I like what I'm wearing currently, so it's not like I'm having a problem. I like what I'm wearing currently on Miitomo, but...
I definitely love what I'm wearing currently.
But I just wish that I can get more clothes so that I can, like, you know, I like changing often. So it just kind of sucks that you can't really, you know, get new stuff that often. Because, you know, like you said, it's kind of hard to get those coins.
Yeah, but
or whatever they're called.
On the flip side, if you were able to get everything so quick, then you'd be getting all these coins you don't know what to do with, right? So I think I'm fine with that. Like, they'll kind of force you to stick with a certain pair of clothing before you can get something new and interesting.
It just makes me upset though, because the shop has like daily items that are only available for that day. And the first day the game was out, they had like a bikini on sale, and now I'm really mad that I didn't buy it, because that bikini. I mean, I like my pancake outfit, but it would have been even more hilarious if my slutty Mii's ass just walked around with like a bikini and fishnets on.
Ah, yes.
Boy, you sure know how to treat a lady.
Wait a minute. Are these sales here, or they're just, or these clothing will not be available later?
It won't be. I think. Yeah, it's like just like a day. Yeah, they won't. It won't be available tomorrow. Yeah.
So I need to pick some of this up.
It's like Tomodachi Life. They have like the daily. They have like the daily items.
Hmm.
Except in Tomodachi Life, I think they stayed afterwards. Like they just introduced new items every day.
Is this applicable to all the clothes or just some of it? Like, is all the clothes you see is it changes the next day, or is it just the?
No, just the daily section.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes the normal sections add new clothes. Like the fishnets weren't there yesterday. Those were new. So I guess it's just like sometimes they add new clothes to the store, and then sometimes they have like daily deals and all. I'm guessing maybe the daily deals are actually like cheaper than their normal counterpart, but they're only like there for that day. So I don't know. The game's kind of new, so the shop system hasn't really been figured out yet. Oh. I have another complaint, that's also pretty minor, but it's kind of more of a me thing, but I'm sure some of you guys might relate. When you choose your me to represent yourself in Miitomo, make sure you choose carefully, like, make sure you know you want to be this me, because there's no way to change, like, your profile me. You can add more me's. Like in the Meat Creator, but you can't actually use those Miis as avatars. You can just use them in like pictures and whatnot. You can't actually change the Mii that you represent yourself with. Not that I have a problem with it, because I wanted to represent myself as Blaine, because most of the time I just choose Toadette, but I figured, you know, if I wanted to be a huge whore on Miitomo, why not choose my whore OC? Anyways, yeah, so that's just another slight complaint I had.
Yeah, with those huge Bayonetta legs.
Mm-hmm. She's like literally Toad Bayonetta. Like the whole reason I got Bayonetta is because she had that yellow color palette. It's like, holy shit, I can be Blaine.
Yes. One thing I want to talk about too is the Nintendo account, My Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we should start actually talking about that. We've been talking about Miitomo this whole time.
No, that's okay. We talked a lot of good stuff about Miitomo, and we talked about some shade, but My Nintendo, so far, how do you guys feel about it? For me, I think the system is interesting so far, but, you know, because it just came out, there's not, like, a lot of, like, games. Like, there's discounts. Like, you can get the Wind Waker HD 15% off, or Yoshi's Woolly World 15% off. And I think things like that are interesting, but I'm just hoping for, like, as time goes on, I'm hoping for more. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just hoping for more juicy stuff to be available.
I'm hoping for more things like the Twilight Princess Picross. Like, that's an actual game. I want that. Like, that's cool. That's a big incentive to buy extra whatever. I think, isn't it only digital right now? Because that's kind of a bummer.
I think so. I am not 100%. Yeah, it's only digital.
Yeah, so that's... That's a bummer. Also, I just dropped Yoshi Man on his head.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
You did, literally?
In this game, Miitomo dropped.
Oh, that explains why Yoshi Man
dropped. Ooh, I know you had a good time, didn't you?
That's not true.
That is true. That's why you announced it.
I announced it because we know who he is.
No, we know. So he probably did need a pounce on his head.
Oh my
God, look who's in my house.
Me?
Guess who's in... No, Ether.
Oh, hi Ether.
Just like in real life.
Yeah. Because he actually had been over my house in real life.
But have you looked at my questions yet?
I suck at Miitomo drop. I was lucky enough to get the pancake outfit.
Please,
let's read your question. I got a friend request.
And I guess I just found out what these game tickets do, too, because I didn't realize that this thing existed.
Yeah, I got one of them. I didn't know what they were for.
They're basically just playing the game without spending money, but I wouldn't do it.
It's pachinko. I suck at it. I've been trying to get, like, the Roses Are Rad Flower Power 2 set, and I like, keep losing and losing and losing. I've managed to get some of the Dress to Impress items, and obviously I got the pancake outfit. I think the pancake outfit is probably my biggest victory, because I fucking love this pancake outfit.
I got a sandwich dress, but I want the, I think it was the pancake outfit. Oh, I don't remember what it was, but it looks so cool. I want it. Oh, I went to Ether's, apparently. And his favorite fruit is grapes.
So, okay, so I know we've said a lot of good things about this. Is there anything we don't like about Miitomo?
First of all, it needs to connect with more social media because I don't want
my They should have like a Tumblr connect.
Tumblr, maybe absolutely. Even like something like Snapchat or Instagram, because Snapchat has a mutual friend system and that'd be easier to program in it. And Tumblr, I'm not sure if it has a mutual friend system. Instagram might, but those are just more popular social medias, and I think it would be there's no negative to it, so I think it'd just be the smarter thing to do. And
Instagram would be interesting.
Have another game to play that you could earn money. Maybe it'd be hard to do, but like I have 1,000 coins, but I don't want to spend it. Because, like, what if I spend it all today and I need it tomorrow?
Yeah, I wanted to play Miitomo Drop, but I'm out of game tickets
Go on.
I'm still hoping that bikini will come back someday, because I really want to buy it.
Yeah, let's just say that I just went shopping and I had, like, 5,500 coins. I spent 4,680 just by shopping for clothes.
What?
Yeah, I spent 3,000 just buying a hat and shirt.
It costs a lot.
Why'd you spend so much?
Because
the clothes are really.
I want to look good.
Oh, okay.
The clothes do cost a lot, and you only get you don't get a lot of coins. But the clothes, yeah, because one article of clothing was 1,200 by itself. So I was pretty
I guess they figured that they want this game to be relevant. So if you could just get everything at once, I think someone mentioned that earlier, but if you get everything at once, then you're just going to be like, hey, I'm bored. I'm going to stop playing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how they feel.
And it forces you to go talk to people even if you don't want to. So you'll get more coins.
It's just like how I feel about
Esme. Oh, yeah. I have so many friends now that, like, yeah, I check everything in the morning when I wake up, you know, all of my game accounts, Miitomo, my social media accounts. It takes me like 20 fucking minutes to get through all the questions because I just want to keep clicking and clicking and clicking. It's like, what? There's something funny!
I just got a candy instead of the... I want that pancake outfit.
So you can be a slutty pancake whore like me?
No, I just like pancakes.
Ooh. With butter on top?
The butter's a separate item.
Oh, well, it's still great.
I think
I saw Snowy wear it. I saw Snowy when he had it, and he had butter on his head, and he's wearing pancakes. It's funny.
Do you guys think that because we like Miitomo so much, the rest of Nintendo's... Are you confident about the rest of Nintendo's future apps? Which I think they're going to have 6 total, I think, at least.
This is the only one that I've
I know. Used. Does the Pokemon one count? Pokemon
Actually,
Go.
I would not count that one, just because that's
That's more like Pokemon Company.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if they're gonna be any good because I want a game one. Like as much as this is fun, but it's not like what I'm thinking of when I think of Nintendo. I think of an actual video game of some sort, like something where I progress.
Fidget games.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see this.
I think you're right, and I think they've said that the rest are supposed to be games, so I don't think we have to worry about another social media app. In fact, I don't think they'd want to make a second one if this one's already popular.
Well, of course, but I want something that's engaging.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Ezzy a piece of candy.
Holy shit.
I think we're all distracted by Miitomo right now.
Yes, oh my god, Sol? Sol? I just decided to play Miitomo Drop for the hell of it, just one game.
Did you get the?
And I fell right into the Butterpat thing. I got it in like one go. Now I have a hat to complete my pancake slut outfit.
That's perfect.
I hate your favorite.
Boo! Did you read SD's comments yet?
Oh no! I gotta get there.
Are you doing?
My game crashed.
Aww.
And right after I bought clothes, it crashed.
Do you want me to read it?
I'm gonna get there, because let me just go after this.
Friends. Yes, I look beautiful! Everyone go see my me and look how beautiful I am.
I see it, and you look fabuloso.
That
is a cleaning thing.
Super.
Yes, Slay Blaine.
Super Zenzy is super nasty.
Let's see a Z little thing.
Can I ask a quick question? This is gonna be so weird. I don't know why I'm asking it on the podcast, but does anyone know who Brady is?
No.
I don't know. No. I got it. It's I got like the same person too.
If you guys add us,
I just added him.
Tell us on whatever social media.
Yeah, oh, Brady's you on can... MPL.
Well, I mean,
oh, that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me just say quickly, if you want to add me on Miitomo, you can message me on my Facebook page, or follow my Twitter, at SpiderStaryu. When I say message me on my Facebook page, that means, like, you know, just contact me saying, hey, can I add you on Miitomo, so that I know to follow you back, because I'm not just going to follow a random person back. You have to tell me that you want to add me on Miitomo, so make sure, you know, Facebook page, SpiderStaryu, or Twitter, make sure you tell me that you want to add me on Miitomo, because otherwise I have no clue, and I'm not going to follow you back randomly, so, yeah.
Don't add Staryu on Miitomo, he's gross.
Okay, so, you literally encompass trash, and you're calling someone else gross.
True. I guess you are looking.
Alright, you are the trash,
you literally said, and I quote, I love the juicy squirt of fruit gushers.
Yeah, but I did that on purpose. I did that.
Oh
on
my god!
It doesn't matter.
Did you see a picture with SZ when he changed his clothes with the fire in the backdrop? That is him when he's the devil.
Stop.
That is.
What? Ironically, I posted that.
Wait, read the comments. Read the comments.
It said, "Did Dark Boo see you?" Oh <my God>.
Wait, I want to see this. Wait, where is this picture, SZ?
The devil in you.
Oh, jeez. I want to see this. All right.
You know I could take a picture from online and post it.
Do it, because I don't see it.
I'll take a picture of Mara and post it right on there.
No. Please don't put that on my... anything related to me, please stop. Oh, my gosh. There's only,
Yeah, that's not related to SC. The only thing that's related to SC is hard pretzels.
Oh, hard pretzels.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that thread has already been updated. There's new comments. I put a new comment, too. The pretzel thread.
Oh, I gotta see it!
Oh, my gosh.
I
Boo,
can't.
There's, like, three that I want you to see. You're not seeing them.
I can't view them for some reason. I gotta pick candy.
Oh.
I hate the candy system. Why do they have that?
Can you stop complaining, Sol? You complain about everything.
Well, you know what? We've talked. We've praised the game.
Now oh God! SZ, really?
What?
He said. Who do you think is my celebrity lookalike? This is just between you and me.
What did SZ say?
No, he asked me that. I gotta answer it.
Just say something mean, like I do.
Oh my god! I'm literally Essie on top of pretzels?
Essie, why do you have this?
How did you get that? You could literally put any background?
Well, you can take a picture.
Yeah, you can put any background.
I took a picture of pretzels.
Oh my
god.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Essie.
That's why that's what I was saying.
Nice and
that's
hard,
what I was right? saying earlier about how this game gives us too much power. I've seen like people on my Facebook friends list like take pictures of porn and censor it through me head.
It's so funny. I love doing that.
And so there's no moderation of any kind.
Yeah, because it's not public. It's not necessarily public.
Excellent.
You have to let people see it.
Okay, I posted.
Wait, I haven't seen it. I don't see the picture of SZ with.
You have to refresh it, like press it, and then go back and then press it again. Because sometimes
OMG, why did you say that? With that said, our friends are awesome. Oh, that looks actually really funny. It looks like a mattress.
Excellent. Someone read Ezzy's questions? Because I gotta pay for the damn thing.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, some of his questions are included.
Okay, I added a comment to the pretzel thing.
One of them was, what were you doing a few minutes ago? As Z said, tricking Dark Boo into getting me Tomo.
Ooh!
SZ!
Work.
Evil!
Okay.
Do you want to suck these pretzels?
There's another one. Can you go on Staryu's answers?
Yes. What did he say?
I guess I'll just read it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, where did it go? Oh, 1 second. It disappeared.
Ugh, I see.
How does a comment disappear?
I clicked on something and I went back. And okay. This is from Spider Staryu. The question was, what video on the internet recently made you laugh? His answer, Tomodachi Life. Dark Boo proposes to Luigi Fan.
Oh, there's a follow-up. There's a follow-up to what I said earlier. What's something funny that's happened to you recently? Dark Boo said he would slice off my head in Smash Brothers as I was using reverse psychology to get him to join Miitomo. Ezzy, you just...
Who said that?
Wait,
repeat that again, please!
So the question was talking about what's something funny that happened to you recently. And he said, Dark Boo said he would slice my head off in Smash Brothers as I was using reverse psychology to get him to download Miitomo. So I'm assuming Boo, or Ezzy, was trying to literally trick you into getting Miitomo.
Yes, I was.
Like, he wasn't joking about it.
Yes, and I just slice his head off.
Oh, any good comments from there?
No! You asked any good comments from there!
I guess you've just invited Boo to tear you a new one in Miitomo, then. My prayers are with you. And as he said, that's the goal.
Oh, okay. I don't think I have anything else shady in here.
Ezzy, you're a charmer, you know that? I don't have anything shady. Mine are just, like, really rude or really... upsetting.
My art is dirty.
I have one that nobody knows. Oh, someone commented. Oh, it was so...
I had one. Say?
Well, the thing was, what's your favorite TV commercial? And then I wrote, Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong cereal.
Donkey Kong cereal.
No, on your breakfast table, Donkey Kong cereal.
Crunchy barrels of fun
for a breakfast. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong, help! Donkey Kong cereal. Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong cereal.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
I don't like you people. So I don't like you.
Okay, can I read one more? Okay, this is getting messy. This is getting messy, but I want to read one thing. Okay, so sorry. AJ, if you're listening to this, I am so sorry, but I have to because Dark Boo's here. I can't lie. Okay, so there was a question that said, have you made any big mistakes recently? If so, what happened? I said... I make Dark Boo mad in a video game. Ah, scary. And AJ said, someone takes their gaming too seriously.
Oh,
oh well,
God.
More reason to challenge Boo to Smash and get reactions out of him.
Listen here, AJ. Listen here. You are one shady ass individual on this there Miitomo. I will come for you with vengeance. Wait till you read my comments. Understand that? Wait till you read my comments. Get into that. And when you get into that, make sure you stay into that because you ain't getting out after I've done raptured your behind. He is pissing me off already and he's happy for adding me in this game.
Yeah, don't play a Boo because he will
me
take the planes
to
Australia.
More like Shade Machine 2016.
Goodness.
Yes.
All right. My damn nerd.
Okay, have we said everything about Miitomo? Because we've said a lot.
I have said everything about Miitomo.
Yeah. To end
basically,
it off...
I think the one thing to take away from this is get you guys gotta get Miitomo.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's like literally, I had someone on my Facebook friends describe it as a shitpost machine.
It is. That's actually a really great description. That's pretty much what it is. I'm sorry, that picture of me. If anyone wants to follow me, I guess we'll say it in social media, but my Twitter is Absol Powers, even though I don't use it anymore. I will follow you back just so you can add me over Miitomo, or if you're with friends with Staryu or someone, you can do it through there as well. You'll just have to go to Staryu's friends or whoever's friends and find me there, except I don't use Sol, I use Peter, because that's my real name, spoiler alert. So yeah.
Ew.
Oh, I didn't know that!
Toadette! I don't...
I thought your name was Peter because you're a dick.
That's actually... I could talk about a story about that, but I'd rather not. Let's just say I have a story.
No, story time! It's story time! No,
Saul, are you team one?
Once you say it, you can't unsay it.
It's more like I'm not at liberty to say it because it's not my story to say. But I was involved. I can't say it's not my... If they listen to, so I'm not supposed to... I don't want to talk about it, so...
Okay, go choke on a hard pretzel.
Oh my god. SZ already ate them all.
Can I read two comments?
Yeah.
Okay, SZ's read the two comments down his throat.
It said, what were you doing a few minutes ago? Beginning to commence a reading session whenever AJ launched him because I heard the shit he was saying. And then next one is, what's something you've been really into recently that you will recommend to people and why? Seeing Super Zamasu turn into Mara, the Hindu devil.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
It did something. It said
Miitomo was a mistake.
Yeah, what's something funny that happened to you recently? I cursed Yoshi Man's birth.
Who said that? You said that.
Miitomo was a mistake.
The only one for Boo.
Oh, I said that I cursed his soul on birth. Oh,
why are you feeling bad? You just said it. You said it.
It's so good saying it too.
See, that's what's so great about Miitomo is that, unlike other social media, this is actually like private. This is not public. You can't find this anywhere. So you can say and act however you want. It's just among your group of friends. And I don't know. I'm trying to think of something else that's like this, and I can't. I'm sure there is, but nothing.
It's MySpace, but less public.
Yeah, I mean, even like you can't interact or see anything about anyone unless you're their friend. And this is a great place for people to be real, I guess. Like, not for real conversations, but like they're not hiding anything because this is the internet and everyone can see it. If that makes sense.
Okay, guys, next time Blaine comes over to your house, she might have a new picture to show you.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to know. Oh, so we get into news and community, because I can cover it real quick.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of Miitomato, Miitomo has reached 3 million downloads in just this week so far, which is huge. It's on the...
Just 3 days, really?
It's on the top of the the Android Play Store.
That's huger than a hard pretzel.
That's that's huge.
Aren't the softer ones bigger? I mean, usually, right? Anyway, yeah.
That's because they flaccid.
Continue, please.
they're showers, not growers.
Six new characters were added into Mario Kart 8. You should check it out on the Mario Party Legacy website. Birdo, PD Piranha, King Boo, Diddy Kong, Egad, and I know Ezzy's favorite, Drybones. So how do you all feel about these new characters? I said Diddy Kong! How do you feel about these new characters? Are you going to play as Drybones, as the, I'm imagining, will?
Oh, yeah, I am. I really wish. I mean, they are in this latest update that was released on April 1st, of course. But I haven't unlocked them yet, so I really, really wish I could play as Drybones. That'd be so cool. And just having Birdo and Diddy Kong there, Egad, and the Petey Piranha and King Boo, that'd be so cool. So cool.
you know, that's just great. You should all do it. And speaking of Mario Kart 8, there's a community night that just happened because I don't think the podcast will be up in time. So, yeah, I hope you all had fun playing the game Mario Kart 8 because we have not played it in a while. I may or may not join because, spoiler alert, we're recording Mario Kart 64 right after this and I might be Mario Karted out. Mario Super Sluggers is on the Wii U eShop, but I think it might just be for Europe. I don't know if you can confirm or deny that.
I'm pretty sure.
It's North American. Yeah, it's North American. I'm sorry. So yeah, Mario Super Sluggers, where you can play as all your favorite characters, such as Goomba or Pianta. Just memorable characters like that.
Toadette!
And then there's Sun and Moon news that hopefully
Tiny
came out.
Kong.
So hooray. Pokemon Sun and Moon. I'm so excited. Actually, I am, so
I have a feeling it's gonna be like that thing they did for Alpha Sapphire Omega Ruby where they just showed, like, like 5 seconds of gameplay. But yeah, even then, though, since this is a new generation, that would be good.
That's what I was gonna say.
What are you guys hoping to see from the Sun and Moon news?
I think we're gonna get maybe a little bit of gameplay footage of just something a little bit more dynamic than what we saw originally, which was literally Groudon and Kyogre just like roaring, and that was it. In game, of course. I think we're gonna see the legendaries, and we're gonna get names for them. Either that, or we're gonna get starters.
I want to see the starters.
I really hope that there's a grass type that I like, because I mean, my first pick has almost consistently been water, except for Kalos. I really do like Fennekin. So,
Fennekin was actually the first fire starter I chose.
That's pretty much the same for me. I mean, I've chosen all the starters as I've replayed games, but, like, first choice.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping there's a grass one or a fire one, because pretty much all the other generations
For years, I wanted them to, like, go all out and do, like, grass, fire, fire, water, water, grass, and something like that. Mix the starter types with each other. Because they kind of did that in Gen 4 and Gen 6. But they used weaknesses instead, so I think it would actually be, like, excuse me, it would actually be cool if they did, like, the actual types themselves. Like, for years, like, when I was little, I used to make, like, Fakemon all the time, and I still kind of do sometimes when I'm bored, because I just love making monsters. One of my favorite ones was a water fire type that was, It was kind of like Lapras. It was like a plesiosaur, you know, and like a Nessie. Except instead of like a shell, it had like an underwater volcano on its back.
Aw, that's so cool.
So, yeah. So I would love something like that to become real. And by the way, when I made Fakemon, I totally fucking made Lilligant before Lilligant was even real. I had like this damsel like flower lady, and it looked almost exactly like Lilligant.
I've had this. It's funny enough. I have almost the same exact story with the same generation. I was going through Fakemon I made like when I was like maybe 7, and it was a picture of Roggenrola to a T, except for that little rock spire on the top of his head. It was exactly the same, and I said, "All right, Nintendo, who broke into my house and stole Roggenrola, which is one of the few rock types I like?" So, but also with the starters, last time I chose a grass starter was Generation 2, because I don't really like Generation 2's starters that much, but I really like Meganium, so... but I want a cool grass-type starter that looks, like, interesting in its base form, because I'm not even the biggest fan of Delphox, but just because I like Brakeson and Fennekin a lot, it kind of balances itself out. But
I'm the opposite. It's the final form that wins me over. But now that I think about it, like when I originally played, I liked Delphox the most. But now I'm thinking, like, with my interest, I like Chestnut the most. But overall, the Delphox line is my favorite.
All right. Let's get into what have you been doing. And aside from Miitomo, what have you all been doing?
I'll go first. I can't talk if you're talking, boo. So what's been going on with me?
Yes.
Well, let's see. Well, Miitomo has been pretty big. I've been playing Miitomo a lot. And just looking at all the answers and questions and things of that nature. Some of these questions, I'll be honest, they've been making me blush, okay? Because I see, like, the questions, I'm just like, whoa. And then we see people like Blaine, and I'm just like, whoa. And we see Blaine and Soul together, I'm just like, whoa.
Not that bad.
And then Staryu slowly cries on the inside. It's like, Soul doesn't deserve those legs.
I know. I see. When you show me that picture of Blaine with those long legs, I'm like, why does Soul have to get it? Soul's trashy.
I gotta lick those mushroom-flavored legs.
Oh. You can't help who you fall in love with. So I have to accept Blaine and Soul is a thing. But, what else has been going on? I've been playing Smash Brothers, I've been playing Smash Brothers, oh my god, let me talk about this, this will be real quick. I was in a tournament, and there was this Mr. Game & Watch I was versing, and he was so freaking good, oh my god. And, this is kind of shady, but I was playing as Jigglypuff, and he two-stalked me. I was like, Dang, that happens rarely.
Especially
he was
with
really
your,
good, and he was.
Especially with your Jigglypuff. Especially with your Jigglypuff. I mean, that's actually really surprising.
Yes. So, but I because the thing he was doing, he kept using Mr. Game & Watch's Up Smash, mm-hmm. which is very useful against Jigglypuff, in case you're a Game & Watch user. That's very useful against Jigglypuff. And then he started showing off using Judgment. It reminded me of someone else who likes showing off using Judgment. And I'm just like, oh, please. I can't handle that. So he beat me in a tournament. He two-stalked me. But I felt better about it after, because then in the next tournament, he was there again, and then I two-stalked him. I felt so happy, because I avoided those Up Smashes, and like, with Jigglypuff, which is like, in the face.
Double up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I felt so good. And, what else has been going on? Yeah.
This is how Star Yu gets high.
Yes. Double up. Other than that, I've been playing Splatoon with, SC and Boo. That we played it, real quick, the other day. And, SC got me twice in one match. I was like, really?
Sinners.
That was because I lost the person. I lost the person, and literally SC Boo and the whole other team, they were just invading our area. I'm like, oh my god! And I was the
personal
emperor.
Space guys.
Yeah, exactly. I was using the inkbrush too, so the inkbrush is a really close range weapon, and he was using the freaking thing that's just like so fast and cheap and ridiculous. So I was like, I'm not even bothered. And we've been playing Mario Party 7 as well. Me, Boo, and SC, and
I have something to say about that, and I know it wasn't involved.
Oh God, please!
SC posted.
Let me just say.
Okay, you do it first. You do it first.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. During that game, I was a little. I was a huge sore loser, but that's because I couldn't catch up, and the game was biased, and SC was being privileged. And SC kept getting mad because I kept calling him privileged.
SC was privileged.
He was mad. He was getting privileged because when he would pass the orb thing, he would get a golden mushroom. Boo, no shade to you, but you would get a mushroom and you get those triple mushrooms because he was playing as Toad. I was playing as Peach. When I passed the thing, I got stupid traps that would not help me. Stop. And you know how much coins exactly. And you know how much coins I ended up finishing up
Woo!
With? 800. 800 coins. And I had 6 stars, so they were like 6 stars ahead of me, but I had 800 coins. I'm like, are you kidding me? It was so ridiculous. I felt, when looking back at it, I feel like I hate that I was so much of a sore loser, but then at the same time, I feel like I was a little bit justified, just a little bit, because it was bull. Everything bad that could happen to me did happen, and SC took 2 stars from me, and it was so wrong and so bad.
Hold on,
it was
please,
so mean.
Details, you landed on my pink Boo orb twice.
Okay,
not
okay,
me
no,
personally.
No. Okay,
SC,
if I put a knife on the ground and you step on it, is that your fault or is that my fault?
It's my fault.
Exactly, so you left it there, so it was your fault.
But it wasn't out of vengeance.
That's the thing.
But
I
if
put
I left
there,
a knife on the floor, I wouldn't
open
put it
to
there
anyone landing on. In fact, I
but it's still his fault. It's just that he didn't
exactly.
do it purposely.
He didn't do it purposely towards me, but it's still his fault because he left it there. And then it was my fault. I'll take it.
That's fine. But
yes, it was incredibly mean because SC usually takes my stars, and like if a star's near me, he takes it from me, and I can't get it.
That's because you're too
so
slow.
Not nice.
I'm sorry, but
I'm gonna stop talking. That is so horrible and mean. I'm done talking.
I think this is from the same game, but wait, is that all you have to say, Staryu?
He's done talking.
Okay. SZ posted a picture on the Mario Party Legacy Tumblr, and it was the final moments of a friendship, and I think it was him losing all 108 of his coins.
No, I lost half. I had 200. That was the result.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, wasn't that?
He gave them to me.
I reblogged it with the Lost Levels Tumblr, even though I saw it was Boo, I knew it was him.
Right.
It said, what was it? It was like, when Staryu has to remind you of your place, and it made me laugh. Oh, was so, no, but the best part was, I was like, SZ, did you see what I made a comment on? And he goes, no, and then, like, 2 seconds later, he goes, Soul, in capital letters, and it made me laugh so hard.
That game was ridiculous, though, because... Literally, you saying I was so slow, but I kept getting the worst numbers, and Boo kept getting the best numbers.
That's not religious.
All right, and that's a fact. That is fair. That is, don't lie.
I did not get great.
Literally,
Boo
that is
100%
true. Okay, you're not being honest.
SZ, you rolled 10s!
You kept rolling 8, 7, 6, I rolled
that's,
3, 2,
I
1.
Don't think so.
So regardless of whatever you say, you did roll, but Okay.
Better, maybe, but SC not
wants
great.
To make up things. Better. Okay, but that's what I said. I said you rolled better. That's a fact. You did roll better.
But here's the thing.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Well, because I'm getting made out to be the bad guy, which I don't think is true.
That is true! That is really interesting to listen to. That is true! And see, change my traps on purpose! Yeah, I didn't start anything!
Let me hold. Oh, my gosh. That's a whole other thing. To back up to what we were saying, yes, the item system, that was very bad. I was either in first or second because... Reminder, everyone, Boo won the game. I was either in first or second, and I would be getting great items, and Staryu would be not getting great items. Even at the item shop, they were bad items for him. Yes, I agree, that was bad. Everything else was left up to luck. So I do not have a part in that, and it's just random.
You said I was too slow, so that was incredibly rude.
That's because you were saying horrible things about me. Like, I'm a horrible person. But that's worse. This and that.
I did not say you were a horrible person.
You changed my trap, SZ!
That was bad. Yes, I agree. That was bad.
I said you're not a horrible person. But in Mario Party 7, you were doing things that were...
vindictive.
At the start of the game... I got a pink Boo orb, and I put it down in hopes of someone landing on it. That's the point of putting down a trap.
But I put traps down, and no one landed on any of them.
That's called luck. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's called luck, and it's unfair. Literally everything about that game was unfair. No one landed on any of my traps that I needed them to land on. I got bad items, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. So yes, I'm complaining about the game because that was literally an unfair game.
But you're dealing with a game
I'm not
filled
wrong.
With luck.
I'm not
so
wrong.
So you can't say it was unfair. It was unlucky.
It was unfair. SC, the item system was catered for first and second place.
That's
to
the
get
only
super
thing
shrooms.
I think you can say
that
is
unfair.
Anything else, it's unlucky.
That is unfair. Everything. Item shop was catered to give you better items and me bad items. That is called unfair. I don't understand how that's wrong.
Items,
that is exactly
yes,
what the
unfair.
Definition of unfair is.
Anything else?
Yes.
Rolling bad numbers, landing on my traps, those are unlucky, not unfair. And there's a big difference between the two.
I was so rudely interrupted, yeah. I guess.
Oh, Sol, because... you were saying something.
Yes, I was. I was talking about what I was doing. Staryu was done speaking. The only thing I've been doing is trying to practice drawing because I have a really bad problem with drawing hands. I mean, everyone has their drawing style, and I really am trying to figure out my drawing style is with people because I can do sketch of actual humans. Like, that it's really fun, surprisingly enough. I didn't think I had the talent for it, but I've done decently with drawing people. Like, obviously, I need to fix, I could always improve, but it's going great, but I wanted to find an actual two-dimensional style of drawing, and it's really hard to do. Fun fact, because I don't know what I want to do at all, but usually you just kind of figure it out as you go, but I can't draw hands at all. Drawing hands are really annoying, and so basically what I've been trying to do is taking people's pictures and then just doing references of their hands, or of the hands that they've drawn, and just slightly do that, because obviously now I'm going from realistic drawings to stylistic choices of fingers and hands and whatever, and that is annoying. And if any of you actually are drawing, I wish you good luck with hands, because they are just the worst to draw.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a problem with legs.
That's gonna say, and feet. Essie. Feet are really annoying. Please. To draw. It's mostly because they bend weird. Like, I have problems when... Like, I can do a foot that's flat for the most part, but from the front, it's really hard to draw a foot, and when the foot is bent, because, your foot can bend, that's really hard to draw, especially from the front. That is beyond difficult, and I don't know how people do it, but I will figure that out eventually. I think that just involves shading, because I don't shade that often either, so... And that's another joke that can be made. But yeah, I haven't been doing that. And finally, spring break is coming to a close, and I have not left my house once for more than an hour. Except for, to get a haircut. That was the last thing I did. So, this is just a great spring break. I have been doing so much. Just, anticipating the excitement to come from basically tomorrow, because that's my last day off.
My turn?
Yes.
Yes, it's your turn.
I, ordered a laptop on March 22nd. It's coming the 4th of April. I don't know what happened, but it took forever to freaking ship. I don't know. Man, I'm so bad talking about it right now. I gotta wait for my baby to come on the 4th. Like, really? I don't... Oh! So mad. That's $736, man. I will...
Can I ask you a question, Boo? Mm-hmm. Is your laptop customized, or did you get it, like, somewhere like eBay?
eBay.
Okay, so it's pre-owned, so everything's already ready, just have to ship it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although the first laptop I ordered, that was custom. This one is not, it's not custom, but it said I could actually update the graphics card if I want to, and I can actually get it replaced. So that's the only good thing about it. Other than that, it's a regular laptop. What else? College, it needs to end, like, immediately. It needs to end. I'm sick of it.
Agreed!
I am sick of it.
My brother just graduated.
He's lucky, because this is my last semester. I need to end immediately, now. I can't do no more. It's asking, I'm trying to sustain an A in all classes. I got a 66 on my gym midterm. Oh my god. Like, the Bible is A. I'm going to get an A in that class. It's too easy. Every other class is an A except gym, probably going to be a B+, but this computer science course probably going to be the bane of my existence. He's going to give me a C. Ooh, if he give me a C, I'm going to stop a mud hole on him. I'm not lying. I am. Other than that, been working. A lot of work. And playing games. And we done talked about the Mad Party 7 fiasco of Diabolical SZ. And I've been very, very diabolical. And had the nerve to say, I can say for once, I didn't start it. Usually I'm the one who started all of the shadiness and everything. It was all SZ.
That's true. I did start it. And I did it twice in a row, which I didn't realize. I admit it. I look back at the footage and it's true. Yeah, I did start it twice, which was mean. It wasn't very nice, so I apologize.
It's very good to figure out. See, SC's so evil, he don't know what he does it.
Oh, he don't know. Although, what in he my does defense, it. You were in first place, so.
Yeah. And then we kept on altering until the end. I don't even want to play Mad Party anymore because it's not fair. The bonus stars make me win.
Yes, they do. I would have won if I didn't lose a star to Bowser on the last turn. Would I have won, actually?
Yes, you would have, because you would have had one more to start him because I had more coins than you.
Okay, yeah.
The only time I lost Mad Party is when it was me, SZ, and Paul. And there was we played again because I won the first time because of the bonus stars. I think I went from fourth to first. So there was no bonus stars. And Z screwed up on purpose and made Paul win so he could buy a star and beat me.
But that was after you were evil that entire game. You're like, ooh, you're by a Bowser space? Okay, poison mushroom. Let's you land on Bowser. Oh, yes.
And then my party seven, yes. And they accused me of breaking the dice block.
Oh, true.
He accused me of breaking it.
He's like, roll a 7. Okay, roll another 7. Oh, doubles, excellent. And then when it's my turn, roll a 7. I roll a 7, lose half my coins.
Oh my god. Not true, I didn't break anything. The game had a tendency to listen. It's not my fault. A
tendency,
fault.
It has an order. It listens every single time.
It's like impulse, but I say what you believe. But that's all I've been doing.
Have you been doing anything else?
No.
Okay, well, we already talked a lot about Mario Party 7. For me, I finished 999 100% complete. Everything's done. That is the way to play that game. And I love it so much. I've been thinking, not as much recently, but it was on my mind for so long. Because it just takes... You just have to sit there and just think about it for hours. It's just such a... Such a great game. Great narrative. Gameplay's okay. But it's just, oh wow, all the characters and everything that happened in the end. Wow, I highly recommend that game, 999. And besides that, yesterday I played Splatoon and I actually finished the story mode, finally, a year later.
Oh my gosh, you never finished the story mode?
No, I never finished.
Did you like the boss's music?
Yeah, I like the boss overall. Here's the thing, because that boss was really long for me, because I ended up dying on the very last move 3 times, because I kept slipping off that little, the last part where it's sectioned off, you're on this very short or narrow space. I fell off 3 times, so I had to do the entire thing over. What I didn't realize in the first run is that, for some reason, when I did it the first time, shooting at like the bullets, you know what I'm talking about, the rockets that he shoots at you? Oh, spoilers for the boss, by the way.
It's been a year.
I didn't know you could shoot those and destroy
them. Damn, it's really been a year since Splatoon came out?
Almost. It was May 20th when it was released.
Wow. Where's the time gone?
Exactly. But yeah, that was a great boss battle. Spoilers again, I didn't know that the giant catfish thing was going to be on the Ink Tower, which is really cool. But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
That's great.
Oh, I know.
I guess it's my turn now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I've mostly been doing college stuff. Because, you know, I'm in college, in case you didn't know that. Recently I've gotten into this new, I wouldn't really call it a game, just more like a website. But for anyone who knows it, it's called Flight Rising. And, it is essentially, Neopets, but with dragons and a shitload more lore. And I love dragons, so, you know, being able to take care of my own dragons and, you know, name them and, you know, dress them up, you know, is something that I really enjoy. So I've been real into that recently. I think a lot of my dragons have, like, pretty normal names, but some of them are named, like, really cute things, like Pumpkin or Moo. And
Moo!
Mm-hmm. I named her Moo because she looks like a cow. But anyways, if any of you listeners here, play the game, you can check out my lair. My username is Chaos Toadette, and my user ID is 228844.
Wow, that's highly coincidental.
Mm-hmm. I love how it's all like matching numbers. It's awesome. But yeah, that's me. And go check out my dragons, be friends with me, whatever. And that's pretty much what I've been doing. College and dragons. And be Tomo.
I'll do the ending information because I know it. You can subscribe to us and always rate us on iTunes because, you know, this is just a great podcast episode and a great podcast overall. So do us a favor and rate and review us on iTunes. You can also check out the MarioPartyLegacy.com and our special site, thelostlevels.MarioPartyLegacy.com, where you can see all the cool stuff we do. Also, we have, like, a variety of different, like, the Lost Levels podcast has a variety of different social medias, including the Tumblr, which, I think it's thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com. I can't check it right now because my internet's being slow, but you know how that goes. You can find me on the coolest websites, even though I don't use my Twitter anymore. If you haven't noticed, I haven't mentioned it in forever, but Absol Powers, just because you can check out me on Miitomo through it. I will start following people back now, considering, again, I don't use that Tumblr anymore, and if you want to add me on Miitomo, you can even message me, so I'll specifically know who you are, because, again, I don't use my normal username, or my normal name, or my online name on Miitomo. And compete on Nintendo Network, even though I'm not sure if that's still a thing or whatever. And, of course, Hardly Milk on Tumblr. That's all. Bye. Any information?
Yeah.
DarkBoo 007 Twitter and Nintendo Network, DarkBoo YouTube.
I was gonna say, wait the fuck up, bitch. Are we having our own information?
Super Zamzy on Twitter, YouTube, and Nintendo Network.
Sure. My Miiverse is Toadette Wii U. Again, Flight Rising, Chaos Toadette, 228844. Oh yeah, Tumblr, unofficial Toadette. That's it.
I'm SpiderStarYu on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of it is SpiderStarYu. If you're gonna add me on Miitomo, make sure you contact me on Twitter or my Facebook page so I know to follow you back and add you. So, yeah.
Is that everyone? Oh my. Yeah, I was gonna say, wait, SZ. SZ is Super Zambazy everywhere. Spoiler alert. Sorry, SZ, I took your spotlight. Yeah, SZ everywhere, or Super Zambazy everywhere. Yeah, you should add him on Miitomo. SZ's Miitomo posts are just the best. You can learn about his pretzel preferences and everything of that sort. Yeah, goodbye. Don't forget to follow me on Miitomo, because I'm the best. No, bye everyone. That's the end of the podcast. See ya.
Bye.
Donkey Kong.
Bye.